Georgie's up in the number one chair this morning. Georgie, who we got now?
We got Houston Roundball, Chris Gardner on the line, live from Houston, Texas. He's our guy going to keep us up with the Houston Rockets and the NBA action. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning. That bump music is on point once again, fellas. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, man. Welcome back to the show, Chrissy Chris.
Warriors. Thank you. Let me pull up my seat into the chair.
So, yeah, all right,
I heard
here we
that
go.
Warriors talk. That's fine.
Yeah,
Warriors, Golden State.
we know it's going to be Golden State of Houston, right?
Right. Yes.
Right, right.
And what's going on with Houston as they get ready to open up a series later today?
With the Jazz.
Yeah, they play Utah, you know, they play Friday night. So they traveled and got to Houston Saturday and got to play today. So we're going to, they got to be tired, ride on the motion for a little bit, and then the Rockets should put them away in game one, and then game two was Wednesday. Like the Warriors did last night to the Pelicans, I don't think this series will last too long. Let's get ready for the finals, the conference finals, and, you know, get it going.
Exactly. Do you think the Pelicans, like last night, I'm looking at Alan Gentry's comments saying that his team has got to have a faster tempo. Do you think that's really going to help the Pelicans in this series by going being faster and playing faster and creating space for Anthony Davis that also was a key point he made after the game?
That's their style of play. That's the way they play, but the problem is the Warriors do it better.
Yeah. Trying to bring that up.
And then also, Chris, my man Ruben was talking about that, and Jalen was, the Warriors are long. They're a long team.
Right. We have a long
team. And they got more shooters than scorers.
We have a very deep bench. I mean, some of those guys could actually come off the bench and start.
Oh, yeah.
70% of the NBA squad, man. So we just going back. I'm just, you know, we was.
I don't know if you're going to. But I'm not going to give you the championship yet because I think Houston could give them a run. I'm not going to say that.
What's the feeling down there in Houston of the Rockets right now?
Well, if you ask the majority of the folks, this is the Rockets' year.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those folks yet. I'm still picking the Warriors to beat the Rockets, but I think it's going to go seven.
I think so, too.
Until the Rockets beat them four times, I'm not going to say they can do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's not like a cop-out, but they got to do it first.
Yeah. Right.
Because
right.
Remember last year when it all came down to Houston and San Antonio in the second round, it looked that way, but then James Harden didn't show up.
That's not the same.
That's
not the same.
I know it's not the same team, but remember, James Harden to this point in his career has not showed up when you need him.
Yeah,
and a lot of folks that has touched the nerve with a lot of folks here in Houston. I know, and I admit it too. When they were playing in Minnesota in Game Four, they trailed at halftime. He was 0-for-7. Yeah. And it was like, oh my goodness, this is happening again.
Yeah.
And then at third quarter, he went off
all
for 22
of a sudden,
points.
He just started just being James. I think he just takes a nap. I think he goes eat a hot dog. He got stuff in his beard.
But the thing
about
he does that at the wrong time. Like regular season, all throughout, you're like, oh my god, this guy's in, which he should be this year, right, hands down. But my thing with him is that he's passive at the wrong time.
He takes a nap. Right.
I mean, how many games has Houston lost this postseason?
One.
What are they really doing wrong right now?
That's
my ultimate point.
A different perspective.
The whole thing is to win. It's not how to win.
Go to Chris.
Just win. Yeah, it's all about winning. It doesn't matter if you win by one or 51 or how you look about winning. I'd rather win ugly than lose pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, is he trying to get everybody involved? Is that what Harden seems to be? He wants everybody involved, and if they don't step up, then he finally rise to the occasion. Is that what it is with him?
No, sometimes, and the Rockets' offense bogs down is when he doesn't pass the ball, when he just pounds the air to the ball and dribbles too much. And he takes that shot with the last second on the shot clock.
Ball movement.
That's an offense that looks ugly.
Yeah.
When they move, cut, spread the floor, and beat people off the dribble and pass the ball and be quick, that's when offense looks better and more effective.
Now, remember.
Right, but see, look, this is the thing. This is the thing. This is a very key thing. What you just said there is very key. Because when you are playing the Warriors, a lot of people do not realize they're a perpetual motion. Always moving.
Correct.
Always cutting.
Yeah.
Always going everywhere. And that wears on your legs when you start trying to transition into offense. But like you say, it don't matter. You got to do it. They got to beat them 4 games out of 7, and I just don't see that happen. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter. Take the Warriors and the Rockets out of the equation. If you want to be a champion, you got to go and you got to take it. And until they do that, I can't give them no respect.
Now, hold on for a quick second. That's what I asked Chris this, right? Good. Chris, 1 o'clock, yeah. LeBron James against Indiana. If he shows up, I think if Victor Oladipo, because he went to sleep a couple of games too.
Right. Yeah, right.
If he shows up, along with the other guy, what's the other guy that got in that team?
Which one? Miles Turner?
Miles Turner. They got on.
No.
Lance Stevenson. Corny Lance.
Yeah. He is corny because he pulls your shorts down, but he does stuff to mess with
you. Right.
But that's basketball from New York. That's playground.
I will say, he's about the only one in the league who can get in LeBron's head.
And he gets in LeBron's head. So, Chris, what's your prediction? I want to hear from the man from Houston. What's your prediction?
Well, I mean, their intro kind of says it all. You said LeBron against the Pacers. It comes down. I mean, LeBron he can't do everything. He can't score all the points. He needs some help.
Oh, he's going to have
And he hasn't gotten any help.
He got all the refs. Y'all
stay right here. We got to take a quick break because Rich is going to break. When we come back, we're going to finish the discussion because I really need to see. Because last night, Boston played
who? Boston defeated Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
112-96.
I'm telling you, if that Milwaukee get maybe one or two
more. That's it.
One more guy.
Imagine if they get.
Look at Boston without Kyrie, without Hayward, Easter on lock. Next year, it's going to be a different story, y'all.
We'll be right back with that, Jalen. He said something. I don't know what he's saying. We'll be right
back. It's over. That's enough of this.
Yo, Chris, we love you, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
All right, man. You got to call us again, man.
He's going to call in next week. We'll have information next week.
Okay, cool. All right.
So we'll see.
All right, man. This is the Barbershop saying, we love you guys.
Everybody make sure to follow the Brown and Allen on Instagram.
Okay, and I don't know what else we on Twitter, so who knows?
The Brown and Allen Show at .com.
All right, well, thank you. I have no clue what I do up here. I just talk. Kevin, I love you. I'll call you later. Peace. God bless.
Take care, everybody.
Peace out.
You could put a grand in your hand, cold hard cash in your pocket. $1,000 is up for grabs every hour. Weekdays. Brought to you by Sleep City. Rochester's locally owned mattress superstore where your comfort is our guarantee. They'll meet or beat any price on Instagram.